The Nature Conservancy of Canada was founded in 1962 and is a registered not-for-profit organization. They advocate for the conservation of important natural heritage areas from coast to coast, by the way. It's not just regional. They are masters at persuading landowners to donate a lot of this property, this important ecological area, so that they can stay natural. And they put programs in place to preserve it. Now, fortunately for us who love the outdoors and participate in all sorts of activities, including fishing and hunting, this group is not opposed to that. And in a lot of cases, works very closely with groups like Ducks Unlimited and Trout Unlimited to actually help in the whole process. There are more than 74,000 hectares or 184,000 acres in locations such as Manitoulin Island, Presqu'île Bay, along the Rideau Waterway and near Loughborough Lake and Charleston Lake, just north of Kingston, that are in this protected group now. To talk to us at length about this, about a new announcement, a new acquisition, 25,000 acres on shorelines of Cockburn Island, located just west of Manitoulin Island. Joining us now is Vince Deschamps. Good morning, Vince. How are you? Hello, Vince.
Oh, hello.
There
hello.
You are.
I am here.
There you are. How you doing? How you doing, man?
I'm well. I'm in distant Guelph this morning, so hopefully our cell phone towers are working here today.
Beautiful. I'm sure it's a beautiful day in Guelph, too.
It is. I've been given my honey-do list for the morning, so once I wrap up here and sharpen up all my my fishing tackle, I'll be pretty much ready to go.
All right, Vince, tell us about the NCC. I know that it's existed since 1962, but I'll bet you, because it's been basically flying under the radar, you guys don't do a lot of self-promoting. You don't really talk about yourselves. Tell folks about it that might not know otherwise.
Yeah, thanks. I think you did a great overview in terms of how long we've been in operation, the types of things that we do. But essentially, yeah, we fly under the radar, basically because we're busy doing our jobs and doing work and trying to conserve, you know, the important ecological places in Canada. I think you hit some very, very key points there in saying, you know, we're not opposed to hunting, we're not opposed to fishing, and in many cases, we do work with local sportsmen's groups for conservation. And everybody realizes that the activities that we do benefit wildlife and people. So we've really come to a sort of a nice place and time where we can start to work together towards, you know, good conservation.
Yeah, I think you guys really highlight and underscore the importance of sportsmen, and I use men in as a general word, obviously, but folks who do enjoy hunting, fishing, camping, outdoor activities, I think you really underscore the importance and the important part they play in this whole conservation thing, because there are people out there, Vince, as you know, groups, I was going to say like yourself, but they're totally unlike yourself, who, you know, think that people who use the outdoors are actually the problem, and they're not. Because without those folks, a lot of the conservation products, including some of your own, probably wouldn't be taking place.
I agree 100%. And, you know, I've been in this business for quite a long time. I've worked in Canada, I've worked overseas, and you start to realize that conservation can't succeed without people. And, you know, you look in the dictionary and conservation by definition implies use, which requires people to be out there using it and enjoying it. It's just a matter of being responsible and making sure that these uses are going to be sustainable and, you know, are for the benefit of the environment and, you know, ultimately for the enjoyment and benefit of people too.
Now, it's my understanding you guys really develop a great relationship with landowners and make them partners and make them part of the process, which I think is very important. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a number of ways that can happen. Typically, we do secure property, so we'll buy them outright, be simple. But in many cases, it'll be because the landowners themselves have had a history with the land. Maybe it's been in their family for years. They want to maintain it in a natural state. So right from the get-go, we'll work with them to say, okay, what do you appreciate about the property? Why was it important to you? And we do our best to make sure that those types of values are maintained in our project management plans. In other cases, we might have agreements with people where they might, you know, put a property in their will. So it's left to NCC after they pass and maybe the family, you know, doesn't want to take care of it anymore. So we'll work in, again, the wishes of the landowner while they're still with us and sort of extend that to, you know, to the conservation of the lands forever. Because once we do acquire the properties, we typically don't give them up. we maintain them in perpetuity, and then we have to obviously raise money to take care of them over that time, which of course requires a certain amount of acceptance and responsibility by the people that we're getting them from.
Yeah, and you mentioned money, so it's probably a good time to make this point. It is tax time in this part of the world, and there are some distinct tax advantages to some of these property owners this time of year by if they do put their parcel of land in your hands and donate it to the organization, isn't there?
That is correct, yes. So we do have a number of tax incentive programs where landowners, if they want to get into a conservation agreement and they have parts of their land that would be applicable to some of the government programs where they could have tax breaks. If they're donating land, we can provide a tax receipt for that. If they're donating part of a land that we might be acquiring, say we'd have a split receipt where we would pay for part of it and they would donate the other part of it. So in those cases with larger properties, we typically advise them to say, you know, talk to your accountant. What are going to be the advantages of buying it outright? What would be the advantages of, you know, having part of it acquired and part of it donated? So there's a number of tax incentives that we can use. And yes, there are tax receipts. We are a registered charity, so it is a charitable donation.
Now, give me just a pick out one of the things that you guys would do when you get this property. What's the next step?
The next step would be we go through a legal process where there's an actual change in the ownership of the land. So typically the lands do fall under NCC's ownership. And then that also allows us to access a number of government programs. We get funding to manage them. We do complete baseline inventories of the properties. So we go out and we count the types of birds, types of habitat, types of vegetation, the things that are typically associated with a conservation organization. And then we write up management plans for each one of them. And the plans would include – oops, sorry. Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say that the plans would include – activities that we would do on the property, and that could go everywhere, anywhere from strict protection up until maybe having them being used for more recreational activities, including hunting, hiking, fishing, those types of things. So there's a range of activities that we would consider that could be done on the property mm-hmm. or that we might want to open up.
And along the way, the property owner never loses access to this property. They can still go out and enjoy it with their family and friends and whatnot.
Well, if we acquire the property, it's actually NCC land.
Yes.
But at the same time, yes, we do allow access to our properties.
Perfect.
We don't maintain trail systems typically, but we do provide access to the public where they can go out and they enjoy it. In certain cases, we'll work with hunt groups like we do on Coburn Island mm-hmm. to say, okay, during certain times of the year, we want to promote the hunt. We want to make sure that, you know, those traditional uses are still in play and that some of the populations of some of these animals are kept in check. So we do allow access. It varies, again, because they're technically private lands once they come into NCC ownership, but we generally open them up to the public.
How can folks get more information? Maybe they've got land that they'd like to put up, or maybe they just want to find out more, or maybe I understand that there's also you guys take contributions and stuff to help your cause. How can they get more involved?
Yeah, we sure do. They can visit the internet at www.natureconservancy.ca. That's www.natureconservancy.ca.
Perfect.
And information on all of our programs all across Canada are there. Information on programs in Ontario are there. And there are contact people there. And some of the forms for specific programs where you can donate specifically to a program if you've got something in mind that you'd like to contribute to.
Sounds great, my friend. Keep up the good work. We'll keep an eye on things. And don't be a stranger. Come on back on the program with your next acquisition. How's that?
Will do, will do. And thanks a lot for having me on this morning.
Pleasure. Vince Deschamps from Nature Conservancy of Canada doing his part to keep us green. And yes, he's going to be paying carbon tax like the rest of us. Don't worry about it. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.